defensive end.
Nice play there.
Nice work for him.
Nice play there by Fritz. As this time they cover both outside gaps. They stop Cole Anderson. So they Schalke does what he does best, is take the ball himself around the right side. Zach Fritz was there as well. So a good job by them. They're able to penetrate that big offensive line of Harbor Beach. And now they're going to spread it out this time with four wide receivers.
Schalke rolling to his left to pass. Going all the way back to his 5-yard line. Now reverses Fields, and he's nearly brought down in the back in the end zone, and he's finally brought down to the 2-yard line. A not very smart play for the senior quarterback for Harbor Beach, as that play originated back at close to the 19-yard line, and it's a 17-yard loss, as chasing him down was Zach Fritz, number 85, for a second-story tackle.
Yeah, that one was a big-time sack, and a playmaker like James Schalke. Dover wants to give up a play as he rolls all the way to his left and then decides, instead of throwing it away, he rolls back to his right and even deeper yet and gets tripped up and tackled in the backfield. Third and 37. You heard that right.
Third and 32, in fact, actually. Okay. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Schalke down to pass down the far sideline, has a receiver there, and this one's overthrown out of bounds. Pass will be incomplete, and Harbor Beach facing a fourth down and 32 yards to go at their own 2-yard line. So they will have to more than likely punt this one away.
Yeah, that was a big series there for USA, as they're able to push Harbor Beach back into a situation you don't want to be in. And they're going to have to try and punt this away with the ball being snapped at approximately their own 2-yard line. Not an easy situation for the special teams, but USA looking like they're going to get excellent field position. That throw on the last play by James Schalke was thrown into double coverage, and the ball floated out of bounds. No chance for his receiver to make a play on it. We'll see how Harbor Beach handles this situation.
Oh, it's a high snap, and this one goes out the back of the end zone, and this will be a safety. So USA is on the board as the snap goes right over the head and through the hands of Robert Emming, and USA's on the board with 2 points. A safety, the first one I've seen this season, Dave.
And that's the first one we've seen in a while.
10-13 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, and it was a high snap because the punter is a little closer to the center, but it wasn't that bad, Clark. It hit both his hands, almost skimmed his helmet. Robert Emming lost focus a little bit, was so focused on trying to read the defense and kick it away quickly, he forgot the most important thing, and that's catch the football first, and it trickles over his head behind him out of bounds, which leads to 2 points for USA and a free kick now. Harbor Beach will kick it back to the Patriots. So a big swing there of momentum. USA gets on the board. The special teams helps them get on the board. Now it's 16-2. You heard that right.
16-2. Yes.
And USA will take over the football with 10 minutes, 13 seconds left to go in the second quarter.
16-2. It sounds like a end of the Detroit Tigers football baseball season, their score.
Yeah.
So Harbor Beach, kind of an odd drive for them, very un-Pirate-like there, as they held the ball for just a minute 38 and they lost 21 yards on it, technically 23 when you include the safety into the back of the end zone. It's now 16-2. Harbor Beach now leads by 14 points. Kendall Gettner will kick off from his own 20-yard line. That is the first punt in 7 weeks for the Harbor Beach Pirates right there.
Wow, that's a heck of a stat there. You can tell this team has been on a roll since the beginning of the
season.
Well,
no wonder they were a little rusty on that. First punt in 7 weeks.
I don't even know if they might not even work on it in practice. I have no idea.
Oh, I know. I certainly know they do.
Yes, we know better than that.
As we're sharing the booth here with Harbor Beach's coaching staff tonight, Kendall Gunner's big kick comes all the way down to the 28-yard line, brought in by Josh Lang. He's cross midfield and finally brought down to the 45-yard line. A nice return for the speedster for the USA Patriots. And they will start this drive inside Harbor Beach territory of the 45-yard line with 10:07 left in the second quarter.
These special teams guys on both sides of the football are very athletic, and when you kick the ball to them and give them a running start, they can certainly make you pay. And Josh Lang was able to get a very nice return on that play and get all the way into Harbor Beach's territory for this drive to start. Obviously the best situation USA's had yet for their offense starting a series, and an opportunity for them to get into this ball game and get really close here. But they got to find a way to get a couple first downs and penetrate this Pirate defense.
North Huron leads Bay City All Saints 20-6 in Kindy, Michigan. First and 10, Micah Kramer pitches out to his right to Josh Lang, cuts back in, reverses Fields, and he has room to run. He has the first down at the 35 and finally brought down at the Harbor Beach 30-yard line. A 15-yard gain, maybe 14 according to the spot, for Josh Lang, finally brought down by Michael Anderson out of the secondary. Move the chains after a 14-yard gain for Josh Lang.
Well, USA runs that I formation, two receivers to the right. It's a design pitch to Josh Lang to the right. And Harbor Beach completely has it stoned shut, put the wall up, and Josh Lang does exactly what we would remember Barry Sanders to do, and I'll just go the other side, reverses field, and dodges a tackle, which was key, and is able to get around the left sideline and get a first down.
T formation, a handout to Josh Lang. Excuse me, number 32.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
Connor Gettle, the running back, defensive end for USA. And he's out for the running. He started at the 30-yard line. He gets inside the 20, down to the 19, an 11-yard gain for Connor Gettle, the running back for USA. Move the chains again. USA with a lot of momentum right now.
Yeah, if it sounds a little louder on our end, that's because the home crowd is right here next to us, and you can feel the energy of them getting back into this game. Student section up on their feet. Back-to-back first downs by the Patriots, and they're running the wing tee offense just inside the 20-yard line of Harbor Beach.
First and 10 from the 19 of Harbor Beach, and it's a handoff this time, trying to go to the left gap, and gets out for no gain on the play. On the tackle for Harbor Beach was number 65, Jacob Deere, defensive tackle, 5'10", 235-pound senior. And Josh Lang on the carry, no gain.
And this time that defensive line of Harbor Beach got into the backfield quickly, was able to disrupt that slowly developed wing tee play. That time Micah Kramer doesn't fake it once, fakes it twice, and eventually gives it to Lang around the left side. But by that time, Jacob Deere and company had got into the backfield and is able to make the stop right at the line of scrimmage.
Second down, 10 to go. Working off the left hash T formation. Kramer hands off to Allen Rabin, and he rumbles across the 15-yard line down to about the 13-yard line. Brought down by number 56, Justin Wushlager, linebacker for Harbor Beach. And not until after a 6-yard gain, third down and 4 to go for the momentum-swinging USA Patriots.
Rabin, he is reckless. He goes right into the tee, runs right into the defense, right into Justin Wushlager. All he can do is hang on and let that momentum bring Rabin to the ground, but puts his head right into the chest of Justin Wushlager. Allen Rabin runs as hard as anybody we've seen all season.
No kidding. Third down, 4, maybe 5 yards to go, working off the left hash, right, left to right across your radio. Kramer's under center. Hands it off to Allen Rabin. Micah Kramer keeps it for himself. He has the first down. Flag flies from behind the play. And Micah Kramer gets all the way down to the 6-yard line. Number 5, James Shelkey, the free safety for Harbor Beach. And we have a penalty against USA, illegal blocking against the Patriots. So this will negate the first down. The penalty marker sits at the 13-yard line. And they'll walk this one off from there.
It actually looked like Allen Rabin was the guilty party. He was the one that was the first option in the read option, but the flag was thrown at him in the backfield. So I'm wondering if when he got to the line of scrimmage, if he didn't have some sort of holding call against him. But that is a big penalty. We've seen it last week against the Bearcats. We're seeing it already here against the Patriots. Those penalties can be drive killers. And when you get a first down and then back yourself up 10 yards, now you have third and 14. This isn't a situation any team wants to be in, but it is four down territory. You don't need all 14 on this play. You know USA will go for it no matter what, but getting 7 or 8 yards here would be very crucial to what they call on the following play.
So instead of being on the 6-yard line, they are at their Harbor Reach's 23-yard line, third down and 14. First down markers just inside the 10. Two receiver wide each way, I formation behind Kramer. That'd be Lang and Rapin. Pitch out to Lang, coming around the right end, and tries to cut back, crosses field, and he's out to about the 25, maybe the 24-yard line. Harbor Beach's defense, Johnny on the spot there, out for actually a loss of a yard, and leading the tackling, that would be number 13 for Harbor Beach, Mason Yon, and Justin Wushlager, the linebacker for Harbor Beach as well in there. Fourth down and 15 to go for maybe even 16 yards for the Patriots.
Yeah, don't leave out Nathan Seaman and
A lot of white jerseys.
Justin Wuschlager were the first two on the scene, able to slow that down. Reversal of fields going absolutely nowhere for Josh Lang. And here you go, Clark. We got a unique situation here.